You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Alright, a couple more. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Oh, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you're...
Sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Hello, hello. This is A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and we are broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in the AMS Nest, as it's called now. Yes, that is what's happening. Whew. I think, as it stands, we have two or three more shows before I have to say goodbye to all of you lovely listeners. So I'm just going to drag out the goodbye over a prolonged period of time. Also, I have, besides that, I have some fun stuff today, a little bit of a trip down memory lane. But first, I want to kick the show off with one song. It's a classic song, but I don't know, maybe you don't know it. And here's why. I think I have heard this said by other people too, that people in North America don't really understand. Not necessarily understand, but reggae and ska and rocksteady music and dub, although dub to a lesser extent, are not really, they're sort of frowned upon in North America. You know, not a lot of music snobs are going to be huge fans. And I think that's a real shame because I really like this music. And for example, in the UK, especially because of the huge immigrant population, especially from Jamaica, obviously due to the colonial history, or not, well, not obviously, but in part due to the colonial history. In the 60s, there was a big wave of Jamaican immigrants who brought along a lot of the music from Jamaica at the time. So the UK, for example, has a much larger tradition with ska and reggae and et cetera. Whereas people in North America basically know Bob Marley, which is fine because Bob Marley is great, but it really sort of gives short shrift because you end up with a lot of terrible reggae bands who are basically made by like stoner kids who primarily listen to something completely different and had a Bob Marley poster in their dorm and then decided to make a reggae band. You know, it's not like there's the same, I guess, just it's not as ubiquitous. And it's not really that well viewed either in, like, critical circles. You know, in the movie High Fidelity, John Cusack does not mention, like, Bob Marley and the Wailers or the Skatalites or something there. And I don't think he would, you know? So, anyways, the reason I wanted to bring that up is because I think it's a darn shame, because there's a lot of great music there, and it's sad that people sort of write it off, especially also there's like the ska core movement in the 90s, which was ostensibly horrible. So I can see why people turn away from it. But anyways, the song I wanted to play is Israelites by Desmond Dekker. You may know this song, but if you don't, well, here you go, because it is a terrific tune. It went number one in the UK charts back in 68. Enjoy.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite, sir. Up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
We're back. This is Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. And I should just add, well, first, that song was Israelites by Desmond Dekker from 1968. And in the genres of music from Jamaica, I forgot to mention Jungle, which was just brought up to me here by Kelly from the Community Living Show. And also, I guess, Dancehall. Although dancehall seems to be dominating top 40 right now, which to an extent is actually kind of cool that's happening. That genre, I guess, is less limited to Jamaica itself and more to the Caribbean as a whole. although I don't know as much about it. Anyways, I went to Shindig on Tuesday. It was pretty good. I did some DJing. I don't think I really followed what people expected or necessarily what went with the show, but that's really because I got nervous. I didn't have an iPod. I hadn't updated my iTunes in what felt like years. I didn't know what to play. So I was just putting on a playlist of just things that came into my head. And what did I get for it? I got Andy Resto saying that I played some great classic rock. I didn't even play classic rock. I played arguably one song that would be considered classic rock. Nevertheless, it was a very good time. The music was really good. It was weird. People were going wild. There was just dancing, and people were having a good time. And, I mean, all that's great. But it was very close, and I'm going to play songs by two of my favorites. And my two favorites, I had a tough time deciding between which one should win. And in between those, I'm going to sandwich a new song. So we're going to listen first to Ideal Man by Mark Mills. He played at Shindig. And then the cream in the Oreo sandwich will be Brastronaut, their song Hawk, off of their new album, which is self-titled. We're going to play that, and then we're going to go to the song Head Shave featuring Andrea Lowe by Prison Hair. And that was the other really good band. So enjoy this Shindig-y set. Here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So much love. Thank you.
All right, there we go. That was Head Shave featuring Andrea Lowe by the band Prison Hair. And before that, we listened to the song Hawk by Brastronaut. And before that, we kicked the set off with the song Ideal Man by Mark Mills. Ideal Man by Mark Mills off his album 1.6.16, which I think is January 6th, 2016, but it could also be the 1st of June 2016, depending on how you write dates. The song Hawk by Brastronaut is off their self-titled album, and Headshave featuring Andrea Lowe by Prison Hair is off their album Relief Patterns. All right, both Prison Hair and Mark Mills played at the show Shindig on Tuesday. They were both very good. Mark Mills ended up taking the cake. So there you go. All right, before we get into some more music, I'm moving, so I have to pack up a lot of stuff. My mom's packing up stuff too, and in that we found the fanzine that I made, and like circa 2006, I would say, this probably has more than 10 years going. So it was called The Corporation, named after the movie of the same title. It was a good movie, and it was made in part by people at UBC, fun fact. And it featured interviews with the Buzzcocks and Less Than Jake, and I used like Microsoft Word. You know, back in the day when you had to use PowerPoint and you could pick the fonts to make for your slideshow presentation. So I picked these fun different fonts for it and then got pictures off of Google Images of both bands. It has my old email. And my favorite part of the cover is actually, well, oh, wow, it says first edition of punk fanzine, punk rock fanzine. Oh, no, it's from 2007, 19th of May. Oh, so I was 14. No, I was 13, a month away from 14. By Eric Coates. Cost, it was in Brazil, so it was 1 real 50, which loosely translates to 50 cents. I like how I charged. And then I have an index that says index, then 5 pages of news, 1 page of punk news, interview with Less Than Jake, interview with the Buzzcocks, and then reviews and fun stuff, and a picture also off of Google Images of George Bush sitting on a toilet that's the world with the American flag at the back, and he's taking a dump, and there are American dollars as the toilet paper. And then I like how I just grabbed random news off of the internet and loosely translated it. So like the UN was one of those UN hopeful for climate politics, discussions around climate politics, followed by Bush reveals, I'm translating this rapidly, Bush reveals new regulations for pollution, projecting to come in 18 months. A lot of environmental stuff. And then another random one, Brazil, about some strike. And then, oh, here, punk rock news. Bad Brains releasing a new music video produced by the bass player of System of a Down. And then there is an exhibit called Rockers at some museum. I have a picture of Pope Benedict, Benedict the 16th or whatever, with some like a punk rock hairdo, as dressed as Pope. Then I've got my interview here with Less Than Jake. Let's see. Let's see here. Keeping up with my political side. So you guys are against Bush, I ask. And then they say, Chris, whoever Chris is, says, I think the whole world's against Bush. The only Bush I like is the Bush beer and women who don't shave. That was the commentary. All right. Then I interviewed the Buzzcocks, which I do think is actually pretty cool that I managed to get that. It was with Pete. I talked to Pete Shelley. So I asked him, what was it like to be a surviving band from the first era of punk rock? And he said, well, it's good to be alive if that's what you mean. It's great to be doing things that you like, to walk around and keep doing things that you like. Pretty advanced for my age, had read the story Pete Shelley by Patrick Marber, which was in this collection of short stories that Nick Hornby collected or put together. So I asked him about that, which I thought was pretty cool. Probably a question he didn't get asked a lot. And I remember he was pretty stoked. He was wowed. So he said, yeah, he did. And then I asked him if he liked it. And then he says, yeah, so I did you like the story? He says, yes, I did. It was very interesting because I'm accustomed to seeing Patrick Marber on TV with Steve Coogan, who I spelt Steve Kogan, because I had no idea who he was and just pretended I did. So P. Shelley says, yeah, I was just used to seeing them there, and when I saw the story, I became fascinated. I asked him what soccer team he cheers for. And they said, he doesn't like soccer. You should ask Tony. And I asked what bands influenced him. This is actually a pretty good answer, I think. Pete Shelley says, I always say bands like Genesis because I really don't like them. And I think you can really be influenced by bands that you don't like even more so than by bands you do like. Yeah, well, there's some other stuff interesting. Then I reviewed some shows. Let's see, Pennywise, Bad Religion, oh, the Buzzcocks and Less Than Jake show with a couple of Brazilian punk bands. What? Oh my god, this is my very favorite part of the magazine. First, I did a crossword puzzle. Question one. Proto-punk band by Iggy Pop. That was the number one. All right. Anyways, so I reviewed two movies here. I reviewed Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire and the movie 300. My comments for 300 were, it's an epic movie. They're sprinkled with bits of sarcastic humor, which made it really cool. It's a very good movie. I thought that Rodrigo Santoro, who is this Brazilian actor who plays Xerxes in it, was not good in the movie. He was talked about a lot in the media because of a stupid role that only has two lines. And he was also really flamboyant. I don't know why that was why I added that. The actors and actresses, the main actors and actresses on there for themselves were actually perfect. I thought that the transformation from the graphic novel was really cool, especially heads flying everywhere, just like the graphic novel. I have never read the 300 graphic novel. I don't know who I was trying to show off to. Or if I maybe looked at it, like Googled it when I was trying to write this, I don't actually know if there are heads flying everywhere in the graphic novel. But there you go. That was my review of 300. And then I think Spider-Man 3, I was going against popular opinion. What I say here is I thought the movie was great. going against what the majority of other people said about the movie. As a fan of the comic books, I thought that this movie was very faithful to the story of the comic books, and obviously a little too Hollywood for my taste. Again, yeah, I was a fan of the comic books, but I wouldn't say that I knew enough of the story to be able to you know, split it up like that. Anyways, then I go on to say Venom was perfect, and the actor was great in the role. The only weird part of the movie was that Spider-Man became emo when he transformed into the black version of Spider-Man, like the black costume, not like he changed the color of his skin, in case you haven't watched the movie. Anyways, when he became the black Spider-Man, he became emo instead of an even more badass Spider-Man. Besides this, I thought that the dance scene I thought that the dance scene was out of date, and we're sort of like, why is that even happening? But even then, it was still funny. I thought that the black Spider-Man should have been more perverse. In a word, the movie is good, and you should watch it. Aw, man. Trip down memory lane. I hope you enjoyed that. I can still print out a copy here. Scan it if you want for 50 cents. Just let me know. Come by the station between 10 and 11, and we'll hit it up. All right. That was the a trip through my youth. If any of you have fun, weird things that you did as a kid that are funny but also cool, just let me know, because I actually do, although I think this is hilarious looking at it in retrospect, at the time I think it's pretty cool. Like, I was just trying to define an identity and get involved with things, and you know, even though yeah, I think for a 13-year-old, it's pretty solid stuff. All right. You should be happy about what you've done. So, back to Shindig. I DJ'd. Here's an example. You heard the songs that played at the show. This was a song that I played at the show that I DJ'd. And I don't think it went very well, but is a good song in and of itself. So this is a song called Tudo Que Você Podia Ser, or All That You Could Be, by Milton Nascimento and Lo Borges, off of their classic seminal album Clube da Esquina, or, you know, Corner Club. All right, this is the first song off of the album. I hope that you enjoy.
Com sol e chuva, você sonhava que ia ser melhor depois. Você queria ser o grande herói das estradas. Tudo que você queria ser. Você tem medo. Só pensa agora em voltar. Não fala mais na porta e no anel de sapata. Tudo que você devia ser. Você não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser. Mas...
mas não importa, não faz mal. Você ainda pensa e é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser. Pense, é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser ou nada. Thank you.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa! That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgren, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say, like, high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness. It must have silence for my passages. And it must have this been noise, very however, is a drawing of silence and rest, and it's a hero only as a faint whistle. I did not hear it all day and night as I was on burrowing, although it must be such from the female. Can my anger ever so reflect upon it, and audible only to the ear of the householder, seem to me that the beast has ever even heard me? It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
All right, we're back. The show is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, joined now by friend of the show, Dora Duber, host of The Real World, or one of the hosts. Before we get to talking to Dora, though, I should quickly state what we listened to. We listened to just now the song Bank Robber by the band Bank Robber off of their album Life's Nutso, which was an album that I listened to a ton a couple years ago. And then before that, we listened to Milton Nascimento e Lo Borges with the song Tudo Que Você Podia Ser off the album Clube da Esquina, which is one of the songs that I played at Shindig. Anyway, what's up, Dora? You have... Oh, thank you. Good. Good job.
Thanks.
Dora just made sure that her mic was on because I did not realize I needed to do that. So this is a segment called Farewell Friends. Friends of the show, come on and say what's up.
I like that it's officially a segment. Like,
yeah, now it's officially a segment of the show.
It's in the show. You can't take it back.
Mm-mm. So you mentioned that you had a wild bus ride.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Wild's like kind of a really generous descriptor, I would say. But I was like just standing on the bus waiting, and this senior man was like, well, I have a coat that says Betty on it. My name's not Betty, but he was like, is your name Betty? And I was like, no. Okay. And he was like, oh, like, that's funny. And I was like, yeah, thank you. And then we chatted like a little bit.
Yeah.
And he gave me a little like page of poems that he'd written. And he was like,
oh,
my
nice.
Email's on there. Like, give me feedback. Like, let me know. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I like.
So did you read the poems?
I did read the poems. They were really not awesome. But like, I was like, good for you, John. Like, thank you for like sharing your art.
Yeah, spread the word.
One of them was like, I was very struck by like, it's very personal. He's like,
oh, okay.
Wives that lie and cheat and like backstabbing housemates and like arguing neighbors. And it was just kind of like, whoa, John, like, that's a lot of anger like in your poem about a mouse. But it was like, it was sick. I was still proud of him.
Are you going to give him some feedback?
I might.
Maybe he's
I
listening
thought about
to the
it.
Show.
Yeah, if you're listening, John, strong start. Proud of you.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, no, you do you.
Turn your hurt into art.
It's effective.
Yeah.
That was the wildest thing that happened, I would say. That and I got to sit in like the I call it the queen seat, like on the
in
bus.
The back corner.
Yeah, like no, like in the down the middle of the aisle.
Oh, do you like that seat?
I do feel like very powerful. I'm like, y'all are my minions. This is my bus now.
No, totally. It does look like yeah, like you're at the head of the table. Yeah.
Yeah, I do know.
Although I prefer the seat off to the side.
That's where I like to sit there because I always get work done there. I like whip. That's where I don't care. I'm like, yeah, whip on my computer, like,
yeah,
type away.
Just get stuff done.
Yeah,
gotta keep it PG. Didn't play a content warning.
I remember the first time. This actually like feels very full circle to be on this show as like a farewell.
Yeah,
because my like first show was Real World. It was on right after your show, and
yes.
I like sat in. So
yes.
I'm like, whoa! Like,
we're bringing it all back around.
Totally.
We here at A Face for Radio believe in the power of narrative and story structure. And circular stories. It's a classic film trope, and that's what we're doing here.
We're happy to provide.
Yeah. So you guys are doing, the Film Society is doing a beer garden of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
I have seen it.
Okay, that is a pretty funny movie,
I
right?
love that movie. I watched it for the first time in chemistry class in senior year. It was the end of the year, and I was like.
Nice.
It was the middle of class, and I was like, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to watch this movie.
Yeah.
And I had to turn it off because I was laughing so hard. I couldn't contain it.
Okay. Well, great, because I remember watching it, lost it in theaters, though.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That's a good feeling. I miss laughing in theaters.
Yeah, it is a good feeling. All right. We have to end the show, though.
Okay.
It was brief. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm glad I got my face, my radio face in.
Thank you for coming on, Dora, and providing some good stuff here for the show. We're going to end it with the song. Yeah, I wanted to play the song for a long time because I like it. It's extremely catchy. It's called Crimson Wave by Taco Cat from Seattle off of their album NVM or Nevermind, and it's about periods. Yeah.
Nice.
The Crimson Wave. All right, enjoy.